This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jelly Roll, since his 140-pound plus weight loss, understandable why he would be compared to supermodel Cindy Crawford. remember back in the 90s, Cindy Crawford was the star of an iconic Pepsi Diet Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, she pulled up in a red Corvette in cutoff shorts, and two boys were watching her go to the Pepsi machine from the fence.
Really?
And were
awed. I really enjoyed watching her drink that Pepsi.
Is that a great new Pepsi can or what?
Introducing a whole new way to look at Pepsi and Diet Pepsi.
It's beautiful.
You know, for show research, I'll say boys of all ages can still really enjoy.
Well, Jelly Roll decided he was going to put on the cutoff shorts and get out of a red sports truck, not a car this time, and recreate that ad for Zevia soda.
Jelly Roll in a Zevia commercial? This is huge. By choosing him as the spokesperson for their zero sugar soda with zero artificial ingredients, Zevia is dismantling the notion that quote unquote real men cannot be conscious of what goes into their bodies. Mr. Roll is now, quite literally, the poster child for sweet authenticity. What?
Zero sugar, no artificial nothing. Zevia, get the fake out of here.
You can see the whole Zevia commercial on John and Tammy's Facebook page. It's really funny.
It's a great tagline. Get the fake out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had Zevia. Have you tried it?
Yes. I like Zevia. It's sweetened with stevia, which is a plant. And so that's why it's zero calories, zero sugar.
Does it taste good?
Does it taste like
you're drinking a Coke or a Pepsi? Or a,
to me, okay. It does. I mean, if you're super sensitive to something not being real sugar or how most soda are high fructose corn syrup, then you might not like it, but I think it tastes great.
Meanwhile, when I first started in country, and I haven't really been in the quote-unquote business for too long, only since, when did they pair us up, Tam? 2000?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have told me, fast forward 25 years, and the biggest face in your music industry is going to be a less gigantic now, but still covered in face tattoos, former rapper, metalhead, felon, reformed drug addict, found God, found himself, found a beautiful woman, found a great relationship with the country music industry, and now is the face of the industry, and his name is Jelly Roll. I would have thought you were smoking something. What a difference some time makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, right now, 833-287-1037. Time to get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Justin Moore, Warren Zeiders, our very own Morgan Lee Band, and this guy, Nate Smith, at Country Fest March 22nd. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Morning, Scott. What's up?
Good morning. You got me hyped up for the Padres.
Right on, bro.
Excellent.
So excited. Tell Scott what I'm wearing right now.
A Padres jacket.
Padres jacket, Scott.
Oh, nice.
What's your take about what you eat when you go watch our Padres at Petco Park, which, by the way, you'll be able to do on March 27th? Are you a dog and a beer kind of guy, and that's it? Or gal? Let's not be sexist. Tammy, I think that's where you kind of stand. Give you a dog and a beer and you're good.
I'm in the category of I want to be able to hold the food that I'm eating and a beer. And
hold the food that you're eating. That
so like a hot dog or a hamburger, I can eat fries with one hand and be able to have a beer.
Okay, I understand.
I don't want to have a table to eat what I want at a ballpark. That's just me. That's how I feel when I'm at a ball game.
I have been accused of not being a good food baseball fan when I go to Petco because at times I have had, well, a salad from Seaside Market.
There's nothing wrong with the salad.
Then why are you laughing at it? Because you wouldn't choose a salad at a ball game.
No, I would not.
Okay. Would you choose a gyro at a ball game?
Gyro, yes, because I could eat that with one hand.
Would you choose sushi at a ball game?
No, I wouldn't mind having sushi, but I want to sit at a sushi restaurant.
Would you?
The hot sun and sushi, to me, just... Ugh.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat oysters from a Michelin star chef's restaurant at Petco Park?
Okay. I would probably do an oyster shooter at the bar and then go sit down with my hot dog and my fries.
I happen to love eating all kinds of different food. And mm-hmm. Petco Park, I happen to believe, is one of the best food stadiums in America. And I've been to a bunch of them. I'm super stoked that Michelin star chef Drew Dreckman, who at one time ironically wanted to be a Major League Baseball umpire, is opening an oyster joint in the existing Ballast Point space at Petco Park. And on the menu, as of now, 6 oysters on the half shell with cilantro cocktail sauce, lemon peppercorn vinaigrette, 6 roasted oysters with guajillo chili butter, toasted sourdough. I mean, that sounds delicious.
John,
nothing wrong with that.
John, you sent me the link to that showing off all these foods in, and I'm looking at one of the menus and the picture of the plate, and to me that's like a sit down fancy dining plate.
It does appear,
you know.
I mean, the man is a Michelin star rated chef. He's gonna probably have a thing or two to say about how it's plated. I don't know. I've never been there. I've never seen it. Am I willing to try it? Yes. There are some like Tammy that's like no, not doing it. I want a dog and a beer, and that's basically it. Although maybe once in a while she'll settle for a hot chicken sandwich. I've seen you do that.
Well, there's all kinds of things I'd like to try. I saw one ballpark has basically like Big Mac fries, so French fries with like basically like all the makings of a Big Mac on top of it. I would eat that, you know.
So it's a chopped up Big Mac. So it's carne asada fries, but
kind
Big
of.
Mac asada
but Big
fries.
Mac, yeah,
that sounds pretty good, actually. So you'd say yes to hodads, no to oysters.
Correct.
Not even going to try it.
I mean, if I want that, I think I would want that to be at a restaurant experience.
How often do you get to have a meal that's prepared by a Michelin star, or at least inspired by a Michelin star chef? Not very often.
No.
Especially when you're watching ball.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Okay. That's your thing.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. Let me check the prices before I see how all for it I am.
That's a good point.
I don't feel like spending more on my snack than I do on my tickets.
That's a good point, John.
Better point, March 27th, home opener against the Atlanta Braves. Every game this year, as always, heard on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSLA.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Scott in Escondido. Scott, no time to waste time, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
Yes.
Scott, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Martin Scorsese has a cameo on The Studio, the new Apple TV show from Seth Rogen. And Scorsese actually told Seth that he says the F word too much. True or false? A Martin Scorsese-directed movie holds the world record for most F-bombs in a film with 569.
I want to say that's true.
Jelly Roll wears Daisy Dukes in a new commercial for Zevia Soda. It's a reference to Cindy Crawford's cola ad from 1992. What cola was it?
Ooh, I don't know. Coca-Cola?
Prime Video announced it was canceling Cruel Intentions after one season. The TV show was a follow-up to the 1999 film that starred Sarah Michelle Gellar, Selma Blair, Ryan Phillippe, and at the time, his real-life girlfriend and future wife. Who is she?
Ooh, I'm not a movie guy. I'll pass on that one.
Back in 1912, the Girl Guides organization started in America, consisting of 18 girls. Today, the same organization exists. Over 50 million girls are involved, and it's been renamed since 1913 as this.
Oh, Oh, man, it's too early. I'm sorry. I'll pass.
Celine Dion is warning fans that there is unsanctioned AI-generated music purporting to be hers kicking around. What 2001 science fiction movie directed by Steven Spielberg starred the Sixth Sense's Haley Joel Osment as a robotic AI boy that's programmed to love?
Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue. What is it? We'll pass.
All right. Okay. It's all right. Let's get Tam back in. Scott, what's happening today?
I just heading to work.
Yeah? Still raining where you are?
Not as much right now. It's kind of clearing up.
It was really a weird drive in this morning, you know, a few hours ago now, but it would be like just kind of misting where you barely need your wipers, and all of a sudden, like you're in one of those gas station car washes, you can't see out your windshield whatsoever. It was nuts. So be careful driving. I messed up with Scott today. I only got 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Timmy, Martin Scorsese has a cameo on The Studio, the new Apple TV show from Seth Rogen, where Scorsese told Seth that he says the F word too much. True or false? A Martin Scorsese-directed movie holds the world record for the most F-bombs in a film with 569.
I'm going to say true.
It is true. It's like, Martin, with all due respect, you're a legend, but, I mean, Wolf of Wall Street has 569 Effenheimers in it. Scott knew that. It's 1-1. Jelly Roll wears Daisy Dukes in a new commercial for Zevia Soda. It's a reference to Cindy Crawford's cola ad from 1992 for what company?
Pepsi.
Pepsi. Scott went Coke. 2-1 Tim. Prime Video announced it was canceling Cruel Intentions after one season. The TV show was a follow-up to the 1999 film that starred Sarah Michelle Gellar, Selma Blair, Ryan Phillippe, and at the time his real-life girlfriend and future wife. Who is she?
Reese Witherspoon.
That is right. Scott didn't know that. They made some beautiful kids, those two, didn't they? It is now 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, back in 1912, the Girl Guides organization started in America, and it consisted of 18 girls. In 1913, they changed their name, and today over 50 million girls are involved. What's it called?
I'm going to guess the Girl Scouts of America.
Girl Scouts of America. Girl Scouts of the USA. Girl Scouts.
That's it.
I know, man. I know, Scott. We just weren't vibing, pal. It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. We can still be friends, though. 4-1, Tammy. Right. Just broke up with Scott.
Yeah.
I know. I'll get past it. Finally, Tammy, Celine Dion is warning fans there is an unsanctioned AI-generated music purporting to be hers kicking around. What 2001 sci-fi movie directed by Steven Spielberg stars Sixth Sense's Haley Joel Osment as a robotic AI boy that's programmed to love?
I think it was called AI.
A little bit more.
A little bit more. AI, artificial intelligence?
That's right. Scott had it on the tip of his tongue, but it never emerged. And that means today a clean sweep for Tammy Scott. 5-1. No money today, but a great prize nevertheless, pal.
We will be joining you at KSON's Country Fest, Gallagher Square, Petco Park, with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right, Scott. We'll see you in just, 10 days. In the meantime, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Scott from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's of College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What are you knuckleheads up to?
You know, Justin, just doing our thing. Justin Moore, our headliner for KSON's Country Fest, presented by SDCCU, March 22nd at Gallagher Square, featuring, of course, our boy Justin Moore, but in addition to that, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, and local act, our great friends, the Morgan Lee Band. Get your tickets right now, KSON.com. Justin, Tam, and I have known you forever. We're so happy to call you a friend. I'm just trying to think what your life was like when we first met you. You were married, right? All those years ago? Or were you still single?
Yes. I was married because the only reason I know that is because I signed my record deal at my wedding reception.
Is that right?
2007. Yep. I also was the band at my wedding.
You were the band at your own wedding?
The only reason I bring that up is because my manager, who y'all know, Pete, he brought my record contract in his guitar case because he was also part of the band at that point because we couldn't afford to pay people. So it was me and him. I remember my wife, and y'all know Kate, her going, all right, you can play like this many songs, and then you got to get off stage because we got to tell people thank you. We got to dance. I'm like, And so she couldn't get me off stage. I played for like over an hour.
And you're still married. Justin, what was the better part of that day? Getting married or signing a record deal?
No, I better say getting married.
All of a sudden, Justin, I panicked that you hung up.
Let's just say it was a pretty good day all around. I will say that.
Justin Moore is joining us this morning. And, you know, I also wanted to say congratulations. I know you don't like this kind of stuff, but I love it. The whole welcome sign to your hometown with you on the picture.
Dude, that's so cool. Why wouldn't you like that?
Well, I mean, you guys know me. I'm just a little more... You know, it's funny because I tell people this and they don't believe me, but I really don't like being in the spotlight, like the center stage, the center of attention. Like I'm really, my dad loves it. I'm natured more like my mom, who I just kind of like to blend in. So I chose the wrong profession, obviously. I appreciate it. I don't know. It makes me a little cringy. My kids hate it, by the way. They're like, Dad, it's so big. Like, it's just like, it's like everywhere. My dad just actually sent me a picture because they got the lights on it. So he sent me the picture of that, and I'm like, it's even more ridiculous. Like, at night, it lights up. It's like so silly.
It's a picture, obviously, from you on stage, and both your arms are outstretched. And, Justin, just because I've known you this long, I don't think you will take this offensively at all. But when I first saw it, my first thought was, because it's tall, it's like Justin Moore getting back for all those years of going to amusement parks where if you're not this tall, you can't get the ride. Now you can tell everybody, I'm the deciding factor on whether you get to do anything here.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Justin Moore, I guess I'm more like your dad because I live in Carlsbad, California. I put signs up myself like, hey, home of John, and they keep getting removed, bro. Every other week, it's gone.
Well, I just keep thinking, like, I mean, when am I going to drive by it and there's eggs on it or it's spray painted or, you know what I mean?
No one's going to do that.
Because I don't know.
Is there any way they can get parts of you to move on the sign? That's what I'm wondering. I don't know, man. You know, move your arms, shake your ass a little bit. I don't know.
Shake my ass. Yeah. That'd be good. People puking in their cars as they drive by.
Justin Moore is our friend and our guest and our headliner for KSON's Country Fest. Also, Warren Zeiders and Nate Smith are part of that. And we're going to continue our conversation with Justin Moore in just minutes. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Continuing our conversation with Country Fest headliner Justin Moore. Country Fest is being brought to us by SDCCU, and you can get your tickets right now at KSON.com. Justin, this is going to be a big, maybe the biggest Country Fest, thanks to you.
Yeah, to me.
Yes!
Yeah, you're our headliner.
Dude, and people love you here. You know that.
No, I'm not misunderstood. John goes, it'll be the biggest thing to you.
Oh, no, no, no. Thanks to you.
That's why I understood it. Maybe I...
Justin, you made it, pal.
I thought that's what he said. Like, the biggest thing of my year to me. Which, it's going to be close.
I was trying to compliment you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I totally misunderstood. We're looking forward to coming back there. It's
I guess.
Been a while. So okay, that's a week before my 41st birthday.
Oh, we can throw down.
So we'll have to celebrate.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm so stuck on this. Way to go, buddy.
All right.
No, okay. I still don't think I explained myself correct. I thought you said your headline, and I think that'll be the biggest thing for you. Like, meaning me. That's what I thought you said.
That's okay. I understand.
That's okay.
Is that not what you said?
No, I said thanks to you. It's going to be one of our biggest shows. Thanks to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks to me. Okay.
How many times do I have to say it?
It's early, okay?
I know what it is. You've wasted your morning talking to crappy morning shows, asking you stupid questions, and now you got some substance here and you don't know how to handle it.
Look, I've only done about 300 of these today, so I'm a little delusional. I love both of you guys, and y'all know that.
We do.
Well, we love you too, honey. I mean, come on. My God, I haven't laughed this hard. This has been fantastic.
Tammy's got her ab workout done already, bro, thanks to you.
I think I'm gonna make a cocktail after this.
Oh, God, that was so good. That was so good.
Justin, congratulations on what's just been a beautiful career. I know you look around your house that your talent and your hard work built, and you're very thankful for every day of it. You are our favorite person in the world. You know that. We don't have to tell you that, but it's just nice to know that somebody that's doing so well is such a good person, and we're lucky enough to call you a friend and mean it.
Man, that's very kind of you to say, and in all sincerity. I mean, you guys know how much I appreciate and love both of you, and y'all been so good to me throughout my career, and it does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. And it'll be the biggest thing in my year.
It will. <Yeah. laughs> Oh, my God, I can't wait to see you. KSON's Country Fest. Get your tickets right now at KSON.com. Not only Justin Moore, but also Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band. Justin, thank you so much, sweetheart, for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all as always.
That's Blake. I think it's my favorite Blake Shelton song.
Yeah.
Scott's Country, co-written by Hardy. Mm-hmm. New daddy Hardy, who hopefully is sleeping right now.
I just saw he posted on an Instagram story last night. He said, I miss being out on the road with you guys, but this is just the best. And he's sitting in a rocker with little Rosie Ryan.
Oh. I'm sure he doesn't miss it too much. Yeah. I'm sure he's having a pretty good time right now. So is Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton's on tour. Mm-hmm. Made the night of a young woman celebrating her birthday in the crowd.
What does that say? May I hug you for my 84th birthday? Somebody in front of all these damn people. Now, living out loud, I gotta do it, damn it. Bring it back, bring it around there. Come on, let's have some fun, y'all. Let's sing.
Make no mistake about it. This was no frail 84-year-old fan.
No, it was not. She was dancing, and you can see the video on John and Tammy's Facebook page. When I was watching her, all I kept thinking about is she reminded me of my mother-in-law, Mama Barbara.
Oh, Mama Barbara. You mean the very same Mama Barbara that's joined us on our show many times?
Yes.
The very same Mama Barbara that has wonderful, whimsical Wisconsin sayings like hot diggity.
Uh-huh.
I like the way you work, kid.
Hot diggity.
I thought to bag it. I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
That Mama Barbara.
Yes. You know, I was talking with my husband, Kurt, about his mom, Mama Barbara, and he was talking about the memories he has of her in the kitchen cooking and dancing to Elton John's song, Philadelphia Freedom.
Wow.
It was one of her favorite songs, and he said every time it came on, she would make the rounds in that kitchen and just dance, dance, dance.
That's actually pretty
Isn't that
awesome.
Great?
The meatballs are ready.
Dancing away. Love that story. Back to the 84-year-old birthday girl dancing on stage with Blake Shelton. Now, I'm not a body language expert, but judging by the way she was moving around on stage, it seemed like she was holding herself back from grabbing some of Blake's butt.
I think she kind of was. She was dancing behind him, and I thought she was going to go for it. Watch the video. You'll see what I mean.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Poway. Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Bridget, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, Tammy, gotta go for a minute.
All right, good luck.
Bridget, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
You can pay Gene Simmons $12,500 for the honor of being his personal roadie at his show.
You could be more sarcastic.
Oh, my goodness. Gene was the bass player, singer, and founding member of what Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band?
Oh, my God. I do not know.
Okay. 36 years ago, on this day in 1989, this show debuted on Fox. Take a listen to the theme song and tell me what it is.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Pops.
Martin Scorsese told Seth Rogen he uses the F word too much. This is the same Martin Scorsese who directed The Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, and Casino. Which two big-time actors appear in both Goodfellas and Casino?
Two actors?
Yep.
I'm going to go Leonardo DiCaprio because I heard Wolf of Wall Street and Mel Gibson.
Cher and Amanda Seyfried had a mini Mamma Mia reunion recently and posted on social media. Mamma Mia was based on songs by what Swedish group?
Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. I'm going to say Queen, but that's not it.
Okay, finally, the Big Bang Theory is getting a rewatch podcast. Which band sings the theme song to the opening of Big Bang Theory?
I have never seen that show.
Well, then you wouldn't know, would you? Let's get Tam back in.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I haven't either. I had to look that one up. So, Bridget, what do you got going on today? Hopefully you're staying dry?
I'm driving up to Irvine for a team meeting.
Okay, traffic doing okay for you or not?
So far. I left super early. I'm about an hour out, but it hasn't been any traffic yet.
Let's not curse it. Yeah. Oh, no.
Way to go, John.
I know.
Way to go.
Bridget did one out of five.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I got one. That's great.
Okay, there you go.
There's the positive attitude. I love it.
Tammy, we are so lucky. We are so lucky because we have the chance to pay Gene Simmons $12,500 for the honor of being his personal roadie at his show. Pause for gagging.
I just don't understand what's the difference between that and somebody who buys a big VIP package where they get to meet somebody.
Sure, I'll tell you in a second. But first, okay. Please tell me the bass player, singer. I'm sorry, that Gene was the bass player, singer, and founding member of what Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band?
Kiss.
So yeah, you get the opportunity to clean up after Gene. You get a meal with Gene. You get to go on stage with Gene. He'll give you a guitar that he used in rehearsal. But then you're off the stage because it does not include a ticket to the show. Yes, you heard me correctly. Okay. You have to pay him 12. Oh, yeah. Interesting. That's a good way of putting it. I've got a different word describing it. But let's move on. It's okay. 1-0, Tammy. Maybe you can tell. I don't like that, man.
Yeah, I know you don't.
36 years ago on this day in 1989, this show debuted on Fox. Take a listen to the theme song and tell me what it is.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Cops.
Cops is right. Love us some Cops. 2-1 Tammy. Martin Scorsese told Seth Rogen he uses the F word too much. Keep in mind, this is the same Martin Scorsese who directed The Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, and Casino.
A lot of cursing.
A little salty language in all three. Which two big time actors appear in both Goodfellas and Casino?
De Niro.
And?
Pesci.
That's right. Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, 3-1 Tammy. Cher and Amanda Seyfried had a mini Mamma Mia reunion recently and posted on social media. Mamma Mia was based on songs by what Swedish group?
ABBA.
ABBA is right. Bridget, she knew it but didn't, said Queen instead. 4-1 Tammy. And finally, Tam, The Big Bang Theory is getting a rewatch podcast. I imagine much like The Office Ladies and the one they're doing for Curb Your Enthusiasm. Which band sings the theme to the opening of Big Bang Theory?
Is it Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies is correct.
Bridget. Never would have got that.
Yeah, no. I mean, you have to watch the show. If you don't know the show, you don't know the song. All right, Bridget, yeah. I'm sorry. Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we're pretty sure you'll be satisfied with what you do get.
You are going to KSON's Country Fest, March 22nd, Gallagher Square, Petco Park with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Yay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, Bridget, enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Bridget Incaway, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
As a former meteorologist for NBC7, she makes the gutsy decision to go out on her own, use her meteorological skills to help everybody, including kids, right here in San Diego County. So good at what she does, SDCCU sponsors her now on her Instagram site. Good morning to our beautiful friend Jody Kodesh.
Good morning to my favorite people in the world.
It's not just your meteorological skills that wow us, Jody. It's also the fact that you love astrology, you love mm-hmm. space, not only weather, and you have a fantastic personality, and you're so fun to watch.
Not to mention an entrepreneur and makes a mean peach cobbler.
Oh, my God. Did I pay you guys? Because this is amazing. I could listen to this all day.
Did I nail the peach cobbler?
Obsessed, yes.
Oh, wow. There's nothing she can't do.
I know.
Jody, I feel bad. It seems we only talk to you on our show, at least, when there's some weather and weird weather. But this time, actually, mm-hmm. we're calling for something more, something spooky, something blood.
Yeah. We'll get to the blood moon in just a second, but we do have rain, and you could share a little bit about what's going to happen the next few days, Jody.
Yeah, I do want to really quick touch on that, because today, yes, we have a chance of, spotty showers expected throughout the day. No biggie, just some spotty, dreary showers. But then tonight and tomorrow morning especially, so for Thursday morning's commute, the rain is going to be heavy. So heavy downpours, chance of thunderstorms, and pretty windy. So that is a storm moving through for Thursday morning's commute, then followed by spotty showers throughout the day on Thursday. So people got to be careful driving on Thursday.
All right, let's talk about the blood moon.
I know.
Jody, for those who mm-hmm. don't know what the blood moon is, please go ahead.
Okay, so a blood moon is a total lunar eclipse. It's when the sun, the earth, and the moon line up, and then basically we cast a shadow onto the moon that is a red, coppery hue, and it looks really creepy. It looks awesome. But I'm kind of sad, you guys, because I feel like with the clouds associated with this storm, it's going to block a lot of our view.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah, I saw the moon this morning peeking out a couple of times in between the clouds.
Yeah,
but
you know, last night, too, it seemed to be like it was almost clearing up, and the moon looked so beautiful.
I would love it if that's how it were, because it does look pretty neat when you catch that glimpse of the moon through the clouds, and that could be likely tomorrow night. It will look red, though, through those clouds, and it's going to be amazing.
Is that cloud cover going to be so heavy that we won't see it?
It could be in some areas. It's kind of hard to tell because the storm will be leaving, so there could be patchy areas where some cities don't see it and then others do. It's hard to tell.
Lucky cities.
But, you know, we have the internet, and you can turn it on and see everybody else watching it if you can't see it in your area.
That's totally true. Now, how does this affect making moon water?
The moon water. Okay. Let me tell you, the astrological community is divided on this.
Okay.
So some people believe it's when it's, like, really heightened, the transformation energy is heightened and you're supposed to make moon water on a lunar eclipse. And then others say that a blood moon brings like chaotic, unpredictable times and you're not supposed to go anywhere near moon water. So I am erring on the side of caution. I will not be making any moon water on the lunar eclipse. I mean, because do I need any more chaos or unpredictability in my life?
Yeah, no. You got two boys. You definitely don't need that.
You can check out Jody Kodesh's work on her Instagram handle. She's awesome, and really, it's so much more than just the weather. It's educating San Diego school kids. It's just being here for her community. Thank you, Jody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great morning.
You too. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, KSLN.
John, if you don't mind, I have a question for producer Jessica.
I will stand back.
Okay. And you can jump in a minute.
Well, thanks.
Producer Jessica, who's a bigger thirst trap right now? Riley Green or Warren Zeiders?
I think Riley Green.
You know, I just saw a post of his, and I thought, oh, Lord, if that isn't a thirst trap photo, I don't know what is.
Oh. Now, remember, producer Jessica is under the impression that Riley Green was told by his people, hey, yeah, you did okay when you talked about duck hunting and chewing tobacco, but how about you take your shirt off? You might improve the scenery of your clientele. Mm-hmm. And so he's apparently going that route. And the last time Jessica saw him in concert, it was, what, 70% women, 30% dudes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Jess and I were at that show. I don't remember why you weren't there. You were out of town or something.
I was right next to you. You probably weren't there. That's how hot he is.
That's very funny.
You actually were gone, though, John. It was just producer Jessica and I at that show. But I think, oh, man, right now it's hard to tell. I mean, Warren, of course, is loving the attention he's getting.
From you, weirdo.
Not just for, no. Kelly Clarkson started it, is what I think, on getting more people attached to him. But Riley Green, man, I don't know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to choose, especially when you see the video for his new song, The Worst Way.
Warren Zeiders has always kind of been, let's show a shirtless picture of me, because he's a sports guy. And so that's kind of how that came about. Riley has been around for a while. We weren't seeing a shirt off, and then suddenly it's like, it's just everywhere, like, hey, let's go do it in a restaurant in front of grandma. Like, what is going on?
Okay, you both really need...
Is that the theme of this video for this song?
Let's go do it
in a restaurant in front of grandma?
In front of grandma. So I'm just going to go ahead and end this madness because I'm really tired of it. Going to go ahead and award Riley to Jessica. You get custody of Riley.
Thank you.
Tammy, you get custody of Warren. I mean custody because he could be your son.
Oh, my God.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.